All right, so let's start with this DeFi. What the heck is it? I mean, we've got decentralized finance already. So what's AI doing in the mix? Feels like we're throwing buzzwords into a blender or something.
DeFi, to put it simply, is the convergence of decentralized finance and artificial intelligence. Decentralized finance uses blockchain technology to create open financial systems where you don't rely on banks or intermediaries. Now, adding AI into the mix enhances these systems by making them smarter, more autonomous, and far more efficient. It creates what you might call a paradigm shift in how on-chain operations are executed.
Wait, so it's like robots running the money show now?
In a sense, yes. AI agents are autonomous systems engineered to execute complex financial tasks seamlessly. These agents can manage portfolios, trade assets, provide liquidity, and even monitor and adjust yield strategies across various platforms. Think of names like AI16Z, AIXBT, or even Grygain.
What's with these names? Sounds like gamer tags or startup names in a pitch-off battle.
Quite amusing, isn't it? But these gamertag-like agents are leading the DeFi revolution. They leverage data to execute decisions in milliseconds. For instance, AIXBT saw a 50% growth in token performance within a single week, boasting a market capitalization of $579 million.
50% in a week? That's insane. Like, does anything else even come close to that kind of spike?
Indeed, the Anon token, another prominent player in this space, achieved a remarkable 100% growth in just 7 days and now holds a $246 million market cap.
Whoa. Okay, so this isn't just some fringe experiment. People are pouring cash into this.
Precisely. The DeFi sector currently holds a total valuation of around $1 billion, but analysts are projecting that it could surge to $10 billion by 2025. The momentum is undeniable.
Right. I mean, I get the hype, but what's actually behind these gains? Is it just shiny tech, or is there something deeper, like real innovation?
It's driven by innovation, certainly. Beyond AI agents, we also see infrastructure projects such as Derive, Mosaic, and Kudai, which optimize yields and simplify interoperability across chains. These tools expand the accessibility and efficiency of the entire ecosystem, giving it a substantive edge over traditional DeFi models.
Okay, so all this momentum you're talking about, how does it actually happen? Are these projects just winging it, or do they have some kind of structured plan to hit these kinds of insane growth milestones?
A good question, Coop. There are indeed four distinct phases underpinning the evolution of the DeFi ecosystem. The first phase focuses on efficiency, creating tools that simplify operations within the DeFi space, essentially making it more user-friendly for non-experts.
Got it. So, like training wheels for crypto, and we're in that phase now.
Precisely. The second phase takes things further with autonomous trading, utilizing AI to execute sophisticated strategies, often beyond human capability. Imagine systems that trade and rebalance portfolios without any manual oversight.
Wait, like a hands-off money machine? That's sick, but also a bit scary. What happens when we hit the security issues?
Security is addressed in phase three. This involves implementing cutting-edge technologies such as trusted execution environments, ETEs, and zero knowledge proofs, ZKPs, to ensure the integrity and privacy of transactions. These advancements mitigate risks, particularly in data breaches and fraudulent activities.
Right, ZK, what now? Yeah, no wonder the average person checks out after step one. This sounds intense.
It can be, admittedly. However, that brings us to phase four, democratization. By introducing no-code toolkits and AI as a service frameworks, DeFi aims to lower the barriers of entry, making these technologies accessible even to those without technical expertise.
Alrighty, but and I gotta ask, how real is all this inclusivity? Like, can anyone really pull this off, or is it just marketing fluff to make the tech sound less intimidating?
It's a valid concern. The challenges are substantial, such as data fragmentation and the opacity of AI decision-making processes, which can hinder accessibility efforts. Balancing these hurdles while ensuring inclusivity remains an ongoing and admittedly difficult task. Yet progress continues as developers and regulators align their efforts.
Yeah, progress, sure. But ongoing sounds like we got a long way to go. Feels like there's always something getting in the way. AI governance, fragmented data, it's a headache. All right, so let's keep it real for a second. We've got all these breakthroughs and plans, but where's the part where things start falling apart? What's the catch?
There are certainly challenges. Transparency in AI decision-making is a prominent concern. Understanding the why behind an AI's actions isn't always easy, even for developers. Combine that with fragmented data sources across platforms and layers of regulatory uncertainties, and you have a recipe for complexity.
So basically, it's a glorious mess?
In some respects, yes. However, the opportunities far outweigh these initial obstacles. The success of AI-driven platforms in areas like yield farming and portfolio management exemplifies how transformative these systems can be. The use cases are not theoretical. They are already driving significant value for users today.
All right, yeah, but where's the proof? Like, is anyone actually winning here, or is it just another hype cycle?
Consider projects like Derive and Mosaic. These platforms showcase real-world utility by optimizing yields and enabling efficient asset management across chains. And let's not forget the AI agents like AIXBT, which we mentioned earlier. Their ability to generate substantial token growth underscores both market demand and technological capability.
Okay, that's fair. So we've got wins. But the big question is, where's this all heading? Like, what's the big picture?
The future, Coop, revolves around integration and inclusivity. DeFi has the potential to bridge traditional finance with decentralized innovation. This means tools that aren't just advanced, but also accessible. Think AI-driven systems enabling financial inclusion for underbanked populations worldwide.
So you're saying we're talking global impact, big dreams?
Precisely. While progress isn't immediate, the trajectory is promising. Developers, regulators, and end users collaborating effectively will determine how far and how fast DeFi evolves into a mainstream solution.
All right. So we got hurdles, we got milestones, but it sounds like the marathon's just starting. Guess we'll see how it all plays out, huh?
Exactly. The journey is as important as the destination. And on that note, Coop, I believe we've covered quite a bit today.
Yeah, it feels like it. That's a wrap, folks. Stay sharp and maybe keep an eye on those AIXBT gains. Catch you next time.